And we talk about a new website, maybe a website that Mick is working on or a website that is relevant for where we are and what time of year it is. Good morning, Mick. What's up, bud?
Hey, Kevin. I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing just fine. Before we talk about this morning's website, I want to remind everyone that Mick is a part of our 30% off store. And right now, it's March Madness at our 30% off store, and it means that Mick's gift certificates for Montague Web Works are in 50% mode right now.
I love that mode.
Yeah, it's a good mode, man. And they're $100 gift certificates, right?
Yep, they are.
So they're available right now for $50. And we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. But first, let's get to our website for this week. Where are we going, Mick?
We're going to Athol. We're keeping it local. And oddly enough, that's the name of the site, keepingitlocal.us.
Now, is Keeping It Local a store?
It's a storefront that's in Athol. It's at the end of Main Street.
Uh-huh.
On your way out of town, on the left side as you're going away from us. And,
okay.
And it's called Keeping It Local. And it's a dual shop. The owner, Sandra Michelin, does her own like little figurines, and she makes her own little craft stuff. But the store is also a consignment.
These stores are very popular now. I see them popping up more and more.
Yep, there's
these types of consignment stores.
Yep, there's a couple in Turner's and
Greenfield.
Yeah. So they're coming around, and it's good because it is local stuff. It's local artisans finding a place. You know, they can't afford to have their own shop, so they find a place and they put their stuff there. And I'm sure that some of the artisans that are at keepingitlocal.us are in other shops as well,
yep.
But they are here. So talking about the certificates, Sandra, back at the end of last year, at the last super sale that you guys had, bought a bunch of certificates, and she did this store using the certificates, and it went live yesterday.
Nice.
So it's a brand new Montague Web Works store. It's a simple layout, but she's using the photo gallery and taking photos of everything that she's selling, and you can buy them right through PayPal. There's a PayPal shop built in, and she's got, I don't know, by now probably about 100 items in there, and you know, it's just a matter of taking the photographs and putting them up there and throwing descriptions on them and the price and all that. So she spent last weekend taking photos like crazy with her son and putting them up, and it's done.
This is nice because it's for people before they stop by the store. They know what to expect when they go to the store, or if you've been to the store and you go and you want more information about what you saw,
right.
It's online. At their website. A couple of questions. Keeping It Local, there's no G in it, right?
That's right.
Okay, so Keeping It Local, no G, .us. Explain the .us. What's that about? It's not a .com?
It doesn't really matter. I mean, in the end, it doesn't really matter what the URL is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a way to get there. But .us is what they call a country top-level domain. So com, net, org, all those, they're called top-level domains.
TLD.
And there are new ones coming online now. There's about another 200 coming online.
Really?
.restaurant, .artist, all kinds of crazy.
I was just getting
stuff.
Used to .com.
Yeah, well, I think the .com will still be like the reigning king of all the top-level domains.
Right, you're never going to be able to like knock off .com.
No, it'll always be around. And people, if they got something .artist, they would want to make sure they also had the .com.
Sure.
Because, you know, some people just can't get past, you know, it's not a .com, then I don't understand.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a website address.
Can't get that into my head.
But .us has been around for a long, long time. And, you know, it's also, and it's one of those two-letter ones. So, like, .it would be Italy. And, you know, so every country has one. There's an MM, you know, Mick Muller. I've been trying to get it there, but they're unresponsive. That country.
You're trying to take over .com too, aren't you?
I'd like to have an MM.MM or, you know, Mick.MM, you know, but they're not selling. So, but there are other countries that have set it up. So that's the .us explanation.
Gotcha. All right. Mick is from Montague Web Works. Montague Web Works right here in our area. If you're thinking about refurbishing your website or creating that new website, of course, Mick's the one that you want to talk to, local company, face to face. He can explain how Rocket Fusion works, everything. Montague Web Works on our 30% off store. And remember, in 50% mode right now. So you've been thinking about your website and refurbishing it. Now's the time, Mick.
That's right. And it's easy. And if you want to set up a little shop like Sandy did over there, Keeping It Local, it's pretty easy.
There you go. Mick from Montague Web Works, montaguewebworks.com. We're going to talk to you soon, okay?
Yep.
It's 7:58 right now, 18 in Greenfield. Almost news time on Bear Country 95.3. In fact, all the headlines right after Tim McGraw's latest called Looking for That Girl on Bear Country 95.3.